It's February.
Hello. It's February. February.
And in case you're wondering, yes, Henry did just interrupt Ben saying, hello, it's February, to say, hello, it's February. It's called pressure of speech. It's a symptom. It's not his fault.
Mike, please say hello, it's February.
Hello, it's February.
There we go.
And we've just had a pre-discussion where Henry got confused because it's the 5th of February, and Henry got very worried that that meant that it was a fifth Wednesday. It's Wednesday the 5th, but it's not it's the it's not the 5th Wednesday.
It's a first Wednesday.
It's the first, but it's also the 5th.
And it's not a leap. It's not a leap Wednesday.
It's not a leap Wednesday.
It's a legit Wednesday. Can I say February and Wednesday are both words I've struggled to spell over the years. February has the extra R. And Wednesday, there's just no explaining it.
The extra R is missing.
It's Wednesday. It's basically Wensleydale with a few less letters in it, isn't it? That's how I remember it.
It's basically Wenceslas. That's where it started, was it?
Is it?
No. Actually, I don't know.
It's Woden, you mad fools.
Who's Woden?
Is it? Woden. Is it Odin's Day?
Woden's Day.
The mischief maker.
No.
Mike, I don't know about any of this. Who is Woden and what's going on?
Odin. It's the other way of in Old English, Norse speak, sprachsprache.
Yeah.
Some would have called him Woden rather.
But who is Odin?
Well, in Norse mythology, I believe, I've always thought of myself as an Odin character. He is the mischief maker, the funster.
No, he's the king of the gods.
Okay.
You're thinking of Loki. Oh.
Can I say, I was low-key wrong about that. Is that a thing?
And I've always thought of myself as Bjorn, the weirdest one from ABBA.
The fool, the japester.
Who is the namesake of Bjorn's Day, the secret day, the antidote to the fifth
between
Wednesday.
Thursday and Friday, don't
you? Yes.
Around 4 a.m.
for highly productive people.
Yeah,
those people who get more done in a week than you can. You don't understand how it works. It's because they experience Bjorn's Day.
Bjorn's Day. Yeah, there are some people apparently is it back in the days of like Samuel?
Are you going to say slept twice,
Samuel Pepys? Yeah. Or I'm going to say yes, yeah, slept twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The double dayers.
The double dayers.
We've talked about this, haven't we?
Double day up.
Double day up. Because you get up in the middle of the night and you go, double day up. And you pop out of bed. That's why Sting does it, doesn't he? Double day up. And you pop out of bed and you start writing quite good
sort of cod scar music.
Unfortunately, it's only cod scar. Whatever you do will come out as cod scar, even if it's a different genre. For example, you're making a pottery, you're making a vase, it'll come out as a cod scar pot. Won't it?
So, Mike, are you telling me that Wednesday is named after the king of the Nordic gods?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. What about good, Monday, Tuesday,
I'm
Thursday,
surprised
Friday,
didn't get
Saturday,
more of a meaty
Sunday.
Day. But
say again.
What about a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday,
well, Thor, Friday? Thor's day is Thor. Thursday is Thor, right?
Isn't yeah.
It? Yeah.
How do I not know this?
And Friday is Freya. Tuesday is Tyr, isn't it?
Who's that?
Another Norse god.
Is it all Norse?
I don't think it's all Norse, because I think Monday is Moon, isn't it?
And Saturday is Saturn Day.
And then
I feel like in general, as a country, we don't sort of lean on or claim our Nordic ancestry enough.
No.
We could start sort of selling ourselves as a kind of proto-Scandinavian country if we wanted to, right?
There's fun to be had, definitely.
Although I would point you towards the success of Mamma Mia. And I'd point you towards the success of the ABBA Experience live show thing.
That's true, because it's chiming with our deep ancestral past.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think so. Certainly, like the north of England, all of the place names are kind of Dane.
They're all Vikings up there.
It's true.
We don't
lean into that enough, especially because being Scandinavian is quite a lot cooler than
it's
being
basically
British.
The coolest thing to be, right?
Why don't we lean into that more and just why don't we sell ourselves?
They've got absolutely great branding, haven't they?
Exactly. So we could sell ourselves as the fifth Scandinavian country after Finland, Helsinki, North Poland, and Denmark. Couldn't we? We could be the fifth Scandies. We need to develop a hug.
Who's the fourth one?
I can't remember.
Was it North Poland?
We could develop a hug mentality.
Yes.
We could start jumping into cold baths more often.
My partner's currently in Denmark.
Very good.
Yeah.
And Scandinavian country.
Yeah, and it's all like getting in a sauna, jumping in a fjord. Mm. It's just so wholesome and great. Yeah. Instead, we're just like trudging to a fucking Wilkinson's and buying some parcel tape.
Yeah.
What's Wilkinson's?
What's Wilkinson's?
Come on, mate. If you want to buy anything in the provinces, you go to Wilkinson's.
I don't even know about Wilkinson's.
Yeah, and if they threaten to shut down the Wilkinson's, the city panics.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's when the warning pyres go up.
Blimey. Although, sadly, I think most of them have actually now closed. R.I.P.
I have bought parcel tape today, though, Ben, so I know what you're talking about. I trudge around buying parcel tape loads.
Yeah, but where did you buy it? Buckingham Palace?
What?
Rumpkins and Sons?
Was it a Rumpkins purchase?
Well, I'm going to talk about Rumpkins, but not today. I've basically, a little teaser for future episodes, I found my Rumpkins.
Oh, wow. Do you feel at home in the Rumpkins?
I loved it in there.
Okay.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Nice.
Can I give you a little clue, should we talk about the Rumpkins now or not?
Just give us a Rumpkins taste.
Well, a little quick taste of Rumpkins. So basically, do we need to give the context for this or not?
We talked about old-fashioned hardware stores that you'll find in every town. Yep. There'll be a man wearing a sort of tan overalls and a flat cap.
But in the modern day, you can't just go there. You have to actually actively not be looking for it, and then you'll find it. You, for example, probably found it because you're probably looking for a place where you could discover the difference between a Scandinavian and a Nordic country, for example.
I was trying to find a Cumberland panini.
Yes.
I found mine when I was trying to find somewhere to fly tip a fridge.
There you go. So you're never looking for it. It's like a 3D picture of a dolphin or whatever, isn't it? It's when you relax your eyes, the dolphin comes at you out of the wall, out of that 3D picture.
Yeah.
People pointed out in the emails, because I was looking for a tiny steel gnat that I needed to fix a kitchen scales. A few people said, look out for your... Yeah. Or no, Ben, you had the thought, I think, of that
find
little
find
shop.
Find the Rumpkins.
Find the little Rumpkins. And I found it. Basically, a few days later, I stumbled across it. It's been there under my nose the whole time. And a few little hints, it gives a few little tasters about it. In the window, it had a sign written on a piece of ripped-up old cardboard that said, back in 2 minutes, right? And it's permanently in the window.
It's been there since 1968, yeah.
And I think he probably was back in 2 minutes. So I think it probably was true at the time. But that just hasn't moved. It's just there forever. Back in 2 minutes. Amazing old-fashioned till.
Yeah.
That had a thing where the till is kind of encased in a kind of plastic, see-through plastic case that's exactly the same shape and size as the till, so you had to really wham the numbers
down through it.
I think it's like a dust guard or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, there were loads of different kinds of polyfiller. There were loads of different.
Did you get your nut?
Loads of greases, loads of varnish.
Yeah.
And did I get my nut or not? Tune in next month
for the full length anecdote.
Very nice. Because this isn't an episode. Let's just
it's
make this very
episode,
clear.
Sorry.
We're not here. There'll be no normal episodes of Three Bean Salad for the rest of February. However, the party continues over on Patreon, where we'll be doing a weekly bonus episode. So if you'd like to have the beans in your life on a weekly basis throughout this month.
It's a great time to join Patreon, because it's the first time, isn't it? We've got brand new concepts coming at you.
Yeah.
It is on the Patreon, because we always used to have that third month offer, as now we don't.
Yeah.
There's also exciting news. If you've got bean hunger, if you're a member of the Metropolitan Elite, or if you're brave enough to venture into London, you've got a bit of news, haven't you, Henry?
Do you like challenging theatre? Do you like game-changing event moments? Have you... do you like it when things are described as seismic? by the person doing it. Because if you do, I'm doing some work in progress shows for a brand new solo project called Illustratinator. It's a radical reinvention of the idea of humour and some and a kind of a slow motion explosion of the whole history of visual art. Yeah.
Just to be clear, this is a comedy show.
It's a comedy show. So yeah, it's a one man comedy show. It's work in progress. So I'm throwing around some ideas. It's going to be very loose, very jazz, very
raw,
very raw, very very raw. But not like raw beef, which you can eat. This is raw chicken.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
You can watch the show, but you can't eat the show.
You can't eat the show. Yeah. So I'll be doing. So I've got a few work in progress gigs booked in.
Unshackled by the shackles of Benjamin and Michael.
Exactly. Finally. Those two huge, lifeless concrete slabs. I've broken free of them. And I'm soaring like a parrot, like a beautiful, beautiful parrot.
Like you look at me like, parrot.
How is there a parrot in London? Is it one of those ones that came over in the 70s, apparently? Anyway, I did. So basically, I'll be doing a bit of, there'll be some cartooning and some stand-up. Can those things be combined? They probably can't. Can they, when you think about it?
Not satisfactorily.
Not satisfactorily, certainly. So I'll be doing the Museum of Comedy. That's in London, central London, on the 6th of March at 8:30 p.m. That's a Thursday. I'll also be doing the Bill Murray, which is in London's North London, on Thursday the 3rd of April, 6:30 p.m. I'm also doing the Museum of Comedy again, which is in the glittering heart of London's near Holborn area.
The same place it was before.
Same place as it was in the first gig, unless it had to move it.
Following the
amount of complaints.
As a direct result of the first gig. And the inevitable revenge arson.
Ravarson.
That's a Sunday. Nice things are on a Sunday, 13th of April, 7 p.m. Museum of Comedy.
Nice.
Get yourselves down there. It'd be a lot of fun.
I think that sounds like an excellent way to spend your Sunday at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the other dates and times.
Indeed. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Cheers.
Nice.
I'll put links to buy tickets in the show notes.
Yes. And if you go to www.henrypacker.com. I'm not sure what happens. I'm going to find out now. This site can't be reached.
You can buy the site, sell it to Henry at an extortion price.
You've got to move fast, though, because it's the kind of thing that Henry will put on his to-do list, and I'll probably get around to it, certainly before autumn. So get moving.
All right. So, yes, we're not back until March, unless you're on Patreon, in which case we're going through February. So we'll either see you over on Patreon or see you in March.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.